Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to the podcast. There's been sad events in Britain this week. It's heartbreaking that three girls were stabbed to death. Absolutely terrible. It's long been known that stabbings are out of control in Britain and little is being done. I think on all sorts of levels, the authorities in Britain fail children in education, health, safety, family court, etc. It's just not a good country to parent in, and it doesn't support good parents and children. I think Britain has some of the best people in the world, but some of the worst institutions. The public there deserve better. It's hard to think of any government institution in Britain at the moment that is functioning well, and this has been true for many years. I'm not going to go deeper into the politics of recent events or the responses from politicians and the public. Many of those events are happening this weekend and last week and further back in the recent past. But I hope to go into some of the politics and issues in the future. For the record, I think both main political parties in Britain are failing, and I don't know enough to have an opinion about the smaller parties. In this episode, I just want to cover a few current examples of how authorities in the UK and other countries fail public blatantly and without any excuse. There are many, many more examples, sadly, these days, but here are a few in this episode. Number one, the Olympics in Paris. We all saw this week the boxing, where the Italian boxer Angela Carini had to withdraw for fear she would be beaten senseless by somebody thought to be a man. Some people have said her opponent wasn't a man, but without going down that rabbit hole, which isn't the aim of this podcast, we have all seen men in women's sport in recent years. It harms women's safety in some cases, or simply makes a mockery of the years of effort by women in their sports, only to end up at the end competing with a man. It's clearly wrong, and it's clearly witnessed by billions of people around the world, but a handful of officials make it possible. That should not be. Example number two. I recorded a podcast episode last weekend, which I hope to air soon. It was with an American dad who had a family court case in England. Evidence emerged that the mother in the case, also an American, had paid a hitman $8,000 to have the dad killed. The court was aware, yet there was no consequence in the UK family court. It's jaw-dropping and stunning. It's an extreme case of what many of us see in the UK family courts. The family court seems inept in dealing with clear cases of abuse that courts outside the family court would take very seriously. It is as if the family court in England sweeps abuse under the carpet, which has the effect of perpetuating and green-lighting more abuse, which harms good parents and children. Example three, Joe Biden, the US president. Who is running America? Only a few days ago, a video emerged of Joe Biden boarding a plane that just landed and wasn't meant for him. And he actually stayed on board for a minute or two with security staff and the vice president outside the plane, looking perplexed, waiting and trying to make sense of it before Joe finally came out of the plane and back down the steps. It's one of countless incidents. I'm not making fun of Joe Biden. It's a very sad situation. But clearly he is not running the country. And we are told that he is. Now, I'm not American. Some would say I've got none of my business. I've got no right to know who's running America. Americans have the right. They're being lied to. They are not being told. The American president is not a job you can wing until January 2025. Historic events are unfolding around the world. Things are volatile and they may require an instant response. The American people and the rest of the world are effectively being lied to because America is being run by persons unknown. It is frightening and completely lacking in honesty and accountability. Example 4, misinformation. During COVID, the UK government had a unit to nudge the public in the direction the government wanted them to go, kind of like herding sheep. Now we find much of the government advice and measures from COVID were flawed and harmful, particularly for children. More globally, this was also done. The media and some tech companies, more recently, have been found to have bias in their reporting. This has also included nudging, shadow banning on social media, outright banning of accounts on social media that don't fit the narrative the government likes. This can be seen in the USA elections, removing, reframing, and minimizing stories the media and tech companies don't like. Candidates and politics aside, this is unsavory. Many of those same authorities, until recently, told us Joe Biden was fit for another 4 years when they must have known otherwise. Example 5, two-tier law. In the UK in the last few weeks, in recent months, we have seen a two-tier system in both policing and government response. I think the examples are many and obvious, and I don't want to go into the politics and causes concerned in this episode. Whatever the merits of the causes, people are not being treated equally on a wide and obvious scale. As I worked on this episode this weekend, riots were happening up and down Britain. I've seen videos where people have been seriously hurt. I hope they're okay, and I hope the number of casualties are not too many. It's a very sad and serious situation. Okay, so this was a short episode with simple questions, but they are often the best. Like, for example, why don't family courts at the outset of a case ask what credible reason there is against 50-50 parenting? If that was the overriding question in first hearings, that in itself would improve things. I mentioned the cases and examples in this episode not to be political, but to show that the family court system is just one system of ineptitude, vested interests, arrogance towards the public, and a wider lack of accountability that causes harm on all sorts of levels. We are at a time of great change in so many ways. Global politics, AI and other technology in health, education, etc. are all going to change the world drastically in the next few years in ways we cannot know fully. Hopefully some of the issues I've mentioned will be addressed and improved so that they no longer harm people and harm society. That's not going to happen by itself. People will need to be involved to help things get better, not worse. Authorities hold us to a higher standard of behaviour and accountability than they hold themselves. That is wrong, it causes harm, and it must change. Okay, that's all for now. Wherever you are on your parenting journey, best wishes and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.